Okay, we're in the sugi of Shor Tam and Shor Muad, and we discussed last time the source of the world of Ha'ada, and we spoke about the Liyudei Tura, Liyudei Gavra, but within the sugi over here, where the Gemara speaks about Lamai Nafkamina, where the Liyudei Tura, Liyudei Gavra, Gemara gives a Nafkamina in terms of the world of Edim Zomamim, and presents what appears to be a certain axiom in terms of the world of Edim Zomanim. And the Gemara points out on the bottom of Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph that Edim Zomanim is built on Vasisim Lo Kashir Zaman I Amris Liyudei Tura Shapir. In other words, that if three kitot come on one day, and they speak about three previous gorings of the ox, so then we can understand why, if it turns out they were all lying, then they're going to have to pay. But if the purpose of the edim are to create an owner who is posheya, and because of the pshia of the owner, he's going to pay nezik shalem. Lemru hanach kamoi anan mihavi yadinan de lebasar gimel yomi asu hane umiyadele. Why should we be responsible for the, you know, it's the fact that this owner is now has to pay nezik shalem? We were only made on chati nezik. How are we supposed to know that afterwards another kat and another kat are going to come and bring about a nezek shalem when we gave our edus? True, we lied, but we only lied about chatzin nezek. We didn't lie about nezek shalem. And the Gemara comes and says, no, we're going to set up ukimta that'll break their alibi. Okay, in other words, that we see that they were motioning one to the other, or they all came together. In other words, we'll discuss the how you break the alibi, but it appears from the Gemara clear that if an Eid Zomim has an alibi that he didn't intend to bring about the result that was created when you combine the Eiduyot, he can be off the hook. That's what the Gemara seems to imply, right? In other words, that he didn't intend to the result that came about because of his Eidus, that then the Gemara appears that he would be off the hook. Similarly, I sent you to Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph, where it speaks about Edim, that a married woman who was still in the state of Erusin, namely that she was legally married, even though she had not yet entered into the realm of Nisuim, and that she was Mizana. In that state, Rav Chanan offered the thesis that even if they are caught in their lie, and sof kol sof they were made that she was overet lotinaf, that she was an adulteress, that she was a married woman who was living with another person, and the onish for that is misa ein neherogim. Why? Mitoch sheyecholin lomar laosra al ba'ala banu. That they can claim we weren't involved, we weren't concerned with her punishment. We were more concerned that her husband shouldn't live with an unfaithful wife. And the moment that we've proved that she was unfaithful, then the husband would have to break up the marriage. Lo Isra al Ba'ala Banu. And the Gemara discusses the fact of, but in other words, if we're going to say that these edim should get a death penalty, it means that they must have warned her that if you go ahead with this man who is not your husband, you're intimate with him, you're going to have a death penalty. So we see that was their intention. So the Gemara sets it up as an ukimta, that she was a chavera, she was a tamida chachama, she had gone to Bruria or to Matan or wherever, and she knew these halachos, and so there was no need for a hasra. And therefore, says Rav Chanan, they have an alibi. They have an alibi. So what appears is that the entire world of Eid Zomim is only if we can prove that there was intent to frame a person in a particular onesh. And without that zmama, without that evil intent, there would be no mechayev of asisam lo kasher zaman. That's what it would appear from the surface of our Gemara, and that's what it would appear from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Noda B'Yehuda took that as a given, as a given. And therefore, we have that whole tshuva that I gave you, in which the Noda B'Yehuda was presented with a question of a married woman on whom we have edut that she was unfaithful, and Beis Din were choker and doresh the edim, and one of them gave a date of his edus that she was unfaithful, and the other one was not able to give a date. He simply said that, you know, it's at some point, as this woman presented herself to me, and I was with her, and I'm not her husband, etc., but without any date at all. And Noda B'Yehuda was asked whether this woman can continue living with her husband. The husband wants to live with her, she wants to live with him, but we have this edus that she was mezana. So Noda B'Yehuda said that he has gone through the case and gone through that which was written about the case, and he understands that there are six reasons why there are those that want to be matir the woman, and he feels that all six reasons are wrong. So what was the first reason? That in the Shulchan Aruch, it points out that edus, both in the world of Dine Mamonos and in the world of Dine Nefashos, Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos have the same dinim of edus, that they require, we paskin, that they require drisha v'chakira. And within the world of drisha v'chakira, one of the questions is to be able to know exactly what was the date of the edus, the date and the time of the edus. Because otherwise, how the edus would be an edus, she'iyata yochol hazima. What is hazama? Imanu hayisem, but also zman. That at the time that you claim that you saw something where, in other words, you were with us in a totally different surroundings at that time. And so, l'chora, over here, in this case, where one gives a date and the other one says, I don't know when it was, there's no ability of hazama. So that was a reason to allow, you know, the husband and the wife to get them off the hook, that this is an edus she'i atayochol v'hazima. So comes on the Noda B'Yehuda and says that even though the Rosh paskins that we require drisha v'chakira, drisha v'chakira must only be a l'chatchila. It's not something which is ma'akev. And therefore, the need for edus sh'atayachol l'hazima is no longer a requirement. What pushed the Noda B'Yehuda to say that? So he points out that we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Lamed, if you see it, in words, how am I going to? In other words, v'hinei b'Sanhedrin Daf Lamed pligei Rav Yeshua ben Korcha v'Rabbanan be'edus miyuchedet. What happens if the edim didn't see one another, but they saw the act? V'achar kach pligei Rav Nosan v'Rabbanan. In other words, Rav Nosan and Rabbanan have a discussion. What happens if the edim give their edus at different days? In other words, we're mechayev, an individual in Dine Mamonos, or in Dine Nefashos, al pishnayim edim yakum davar. Those two edim create a kat. They're a team. It's a group of minimally two edim. Rav Nosson says they can come at different times. One can come to Beis Din on Sunday, one can come to Beis Din on Thursday. One can come to Beis Din in Chodesh Adar, one can come to Beis Din in Chodesh Nisan. Okay, that's what Rav Nosson paskins. Im shomim dvarav shel zeh hayom yavo chaver afilu l'machar shomim dvarav. And they say that the machlok Rav Nosson and Rabbana may be based on a svara, or it may be based on a pasuk. And we paskin anu kaimalon k'Rav Nosson. The shomim dvarav shel zeh hayom v'chavero afilu l'achar zman. Okay? So we paskin that you can have one aid who will come today and another aid who will come in half a year. Now, what does that mean? And that is a reality. That's what we paskin both in Dine Mamanos and in Dine Nefashos. So he says, Ubaba Kama Daf Kafdal. He quotes our Gemara. Maksha Gemara Atu Anan Yedinan Dekoi Bebedino Lasude Koasi. In other words, that in our Gemara it says that Edom can get off the hook of Hazama by claiming, I wasn't aware that another cat was going to come. In other words, Reuven and I came to say that Shimon's ox gored, but we didn't know that later on there would be Yisachar and Zvulun would come and say it was a second goring, and then Yosef ben Yamin would come and say there was a third goring. We didn't know that they would come. It's true, we lied. We only lied about Chatzi Nezek. We didn't lie about Nezek Shalom. We weren't aware other Edom were going to come. And the Gemara says that'll take them off the hook. Unless we set up a unique Ukimta that they had to know. Umeshanish, they give various Ukimta, Bar Ritzufim, Ramze, Merumze. Now, we paskin the Edom Shabo Zehayom v'chaveru la'achar zman. Vadai zeh Shabo Rishona eino mischayef b'hazama. Let's say we have an aide that comes on Sunday and tells us that there was a loan. Okay, but he's one aide, right? So, how could we be mazing him when the other aide comes? He'll claim, I never said that Reuven was high of the money. I said that Bezin should give him a shvua. I was an aide echad. Matzi meimar, anami yadina shiyavo od acher achar kama yamim litz tarufei. I wasn't coming to Mechayev Mamon. I was only coming to Mechayev Meshvua. I was an Eid Echad. And according to Rav Nosson, that we're Mitzarif the two. So what does it mean? Kanir Ed, that there's no need, al pi halacha, for Eidut Chayat Atayachol LaHazima. And whereas in order to have Hazama, assumes the Rabbi Yehuda, we have to prove intent. The moment the Eidim come one after the other, by definition, we can't prove intent because the first aid claims I was only one aid. You can't, in other words, I didn't know that the result of my aidus was going to be a chi of mamon. I didn't know the result of my aidus was going to be a chi of misa. You need two aidim to be mechayev mamon. You need two aidim to be mechayev misa. And so one of these aidim, we can't prove intent. If we can't prove intent, then how can we combine them? QED, there is no need for Eidot Shayach Teyachol Hazima. Namely, all the sugyas that speak about Eidot Shayach Teyachol Hazima were all before we passed on like Rav Nosson. Once we passed on like Rav Nosson, there is no need for Eidot Shayach Teyachol Hazima. Therefore, says Nundab Yehuda, in this case that came to me, we have one aid who says that this woman was Mizana on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We have another aide who says this woman was mizana, but I don't know when. So we can't give them hazama. We can't give them drisha. We can't give them hazama. It's eidu sheyach kol hazima, and therefore there were those that said, these aidim are no good. No, says no de Yehuda. There's no need for hazama. It's all lechatchila. Lechatchila, we have a din of drisha v'chakira. Lechatchila, you need hazama. But even without hazama, we can still have valid edus in the world of Eishasish, in the world of Mamanos v'chule. That's the Rabbi Yehuda's principle. Once we, again, if we assume that every edus, every hazama requires a proof of intent, and as long as the aid has an alibi, we cannot be mazim him. And that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is what's mashu from our sugya, and that's mashu from the sugya of Nara Hamurasa. So we see, and we accept Edim, one comes today and one comes next week, kaner eh, that we no longer require a need for hazama in order to accept Edus. And therefore, we have in this situation Edim that cannot be muzam, but they underwent a drisha v'chakira, and each of them on his own was found to be trustworthy, And so on that basis, we can ask her an eishes ish on her husband. Okay? So we have to know the Yehuda taking these assumptions of Hazama, of our Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin very, very, very seriously. And on that basis, he comes up with a halach lemaisa, that there is no need for Hazama nowadays, because we allow nowadays for Eidus to be accepted even when we have an alibi. I mentioned to you that the Rav said in the name of his father that there is no hechreach to learn the sugyos like the Noda Yehuda learned the sugyos. We could learn the sugyos like a brisker will learn the sugyos, not like a non-brisker would learn the sugyos. Namely, that we're dealing in our sugya and the sugya in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph with a certain construct of Eidus. We're dealing with a construct of Eidus where the content of the Eidus, the tochen of the Eidus, has two results, has a dual result. In our sugya, when two Eidim come and say that a shor was a nogeach, A, it's mechayev chatzi nezek, and B, combined with other eduyos, it'll bring about a nezek shalem. It'll bring about a ha'ada. Namely, that we have an edus with two consequences. The tochen of the edus, that this shor was nogeach, can bring about two consequences. Similarly, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph, we have an edus on an nara hamurasa shezinsa that can bring about two consequences. It could bring about her death, and it could bring about an isur to the husband. What is the Gemara saying that the Edim have an alibi? The alibi of the Edim means that the Edim have the right to say, in other words, my Edus should only be meaningful in terms of consequence A, not in terms of consequence B. That when I have an Edus that has two consequences, has a consequence of Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem, has a consequence of Nefashos and Isur, I can claim that I only meant one of those two consequences. And therefore, I cannot be held responsible for the other consequence. However, when Edus only has one consequence, but the A claims, I didn't mean it, I didn't mean that consequence, I didn't know that someone else was going to come, that's not an alibi. And so therefore, in other words, there's no need, for intent. What we have is a halachic construct that we can only punish an eid zomeim for a consequence. In other words, when an eidus has two consequences, he can take off one of those two consequences. We don't take into account the intent of the eid. We allow the eid to separate himself from one of the two consequences. However, if there's only one consequence to the Eidus, that an Eid comes and says, Reuven borrowed money, and there's one consequence, that Reuven owes the money. The question is to what Beis Din will do with that Eidus. Will they be Mechayev HaShvua, or will they be Mechayev the Mammon itself? But there's only one consequence. The Eid can't claim, I only intended for you to make a shvua. I didn't intend for you to allow a payment to force a payment. Do we see this anywhere in the Rishonim? I mean, it's an interesting theory, and then the Noda Yehuda wanted to prove from the fact that we have a din of Rav Nosson, you see that we can be that there's no need for Eidus HaShatayochol LaHazima. Because we can't prove intent. According to Rav Moshe, there's never a need to prove intent. Never. That was never meant. That you have to prove intent. What the whole din of our Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that an Eidus that has two contents, the aide can say only one of those two contents was my edus, not the other content. But when an edus only has one content, and the question is what's Beis Din going to do with it, I know it's in the case of Nodei B'Yehuda, the content was to aser the woman on her husband, and the question is, will Beis Din accept it or not accept it? That's up to Beis Din, but the person can't claim, I didn't intend, in other words, to do it, and therefore, there would be, in other words, I'm out of the realm of Hazama. In the world of Nodei B'Yehuda, simply, it's a classic Eidus Shi'ata Yachol LaHazima, and there would be no Eidus at all. I'll just come back 1 minute, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not going in that direction at all. In other words, the Nodei B'Yehuda says that if we say the assumption is that Hazama Sarich Zmama intend to frame. This is according to, this is the axiom of the Nodei B'Yehuda, that Hazama requires Zmama, intent to frame, and the source of this axiom, is our Gemara, is Bava Kamma, Kaf Dalet, that the Gemara uses the phrase over here, Anan mi yad inan. The Edom can claim, I came ahead and gave Edus on a goring that took place on Sunday. How was I supposed to know that someone would come and give an Edus on a goring on Monday and a goring on Tuesday, such that altogether, nachon, I lied. But I didn't intend for a nezik shalem. All I intended was for a chatzi nezik, so why should I be responsible? And the Gemara says, that's a good alibi. That the aide has an alibi. An aide has an alibi, okay? Forgetting all my English. An aide has an alibi, okay? That's what we see from this Gemara, and we also see it, l'chora, from the Gemara in the Sanhedrin on Mem Aleph, that the aide can say, la'osra banu, we came, the aide can say, we came to ask this woman and her husband, Lo laharga. And so if we can't prove that this was their intent, they're off the hook. That's what's necessary for Hazama. Then when the Yehuda adds that, we have a din of Rav Nasan, and we paskin like Rav Nasan, that mekabelin edus hayom umachar. And that creates a cut. That we have the right of being mitzari if two people who are coming today and tomorrow, today and half a year from now, and create a cut. But l'chora, isn't this telling us that doesn't the first aid always have an alibi? No, how do you spell alibi?
A-L-I-B-I.
That's alibi. Okay. In other words, so over here, we're saying that the moment that we have an alibi, there's no hazama. And we pass like Rav Nasan, that l'chora, there's always an alibi. Therefore, QED, lo tzrichim hazama. Lo tzrichim eidut sha'ata yochol lahazim. All the Gemara speaks about, you require Eidr Shatayochol Lahazim, Eidr Shatayochol Lahazim. If there's no Hazama, there's no check and balance on Eidus. That's all before Rav Nosson. But the moment that we have Rav Nosson, it must be, we don't need Hazama. Because Eidus requires intent to frame. The moment there's an alibi, we can't prove intent to frame. And Becholzo, we pass like Rav Nosson. So Kanir Eh. So when we do all the Gemara, it's all the Chatchila. L'chatchila, you need Risha v'chakira. L'chatchila, it would be nice if we would have such a check and balance. But b'di'evet, bottom line, do we accept the Eidus or not? We accept the Eidus. Okay? That's what the Noda Bihuda wants to say. But this is all assuming this axiom built on these two sources. Rav Moshe said, we can interpret these two sources in a totally different way. Not anan miyad inan, or the language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that yicholin lomar goosra balaban, that they have an alibi. No, it doesn't mean they have an alibi. Rav Moshe says that in a very unique case, in the case where you have an edus, generally has Tochen Echad. Generally, an Eidus has a certain content. There are unique cases where you have an Eidus that has, and when the Eidus has Tochen Echad, then there is no alibi. Right? Tochen Echad, there's no alibi. Makitom is an alibi. What does this Gemara mean over here? That when we have an Eidus that has two tchanim, that has two contents. And these are cases, these are unique cases where Eidus has two content, has a double content. In our Gemara, the double content is, when I claim that Reuven's shor gored Shimon's shor, A, Reuven's shor is chayav chatzi nezek, B, if two other sets of Eidim are going to come, and say, speak about goring, then this can add up to a nezek shalem. Or in Sanhedrin, when we claim that we saw a woman being mezana, that has a consequence in the world of iser veheter lo osr al ba'ala, and has a consequence in the world of nefashos that the woman is deserving of a death penalty. In those cases, Adim can be mitnatek, they can disassociate themselves mitochen echad. They have the right of disassociating themselves from one of those two. And if that'll take them off the hook of Adam Zomamim, so that will be. In other words, it's not a question, did they intend to or did they not intend to? We have over here a technical halacha, that Eidus that has two contents, the eight can disassociate himself from one of those two contents. But if we have an Eidus with one content, we're coming to say that a woman is asur on her husband. There's only one consequence. We're coming to say that the woman is asur on her husband. Whether they have an alibi or don't have an alibi, whether they intended or didn't intend, that's not, in other words, that's irrelevant. If they're telling the truth, we believe. If they're lying, we don't believe that. In other words, and therefore, this assumption of this axiom of Noda Bihuda has, according to Moshe, has no basis. And so you can't combine this assumption and this assumption and come to a conclusion, because this assumption doesn't exist. So nowadays, we possibly need to accept eight, in other words, one eight today, one eight next week, and still you require Eidu Chetche Yachol Hazima. I'm the first one who claimed, well, I didn't know. Who cares? We don't need intent on the part of the aid. All we need is that we have an Eidus that lends itself to Drisha V'Chakira. And so if you have an Eidus where an aid doesn't give a date, that doesn't lend itself to Drisha V'Chakira. That's an Eidus Sheyete Yachol Hazima. That Eidus falls off according to Rav Moshe. Namely, Rav Moshe with Paskin, in the case of Noda Bihuda, that we would, in other words, we would not be able to ask the woman on her husband based on these two Eidim. Because it's an Eidus Sheyete Yachol Hazima. Doesn't Rav Nosson's halacha tell us that this assumption that we don't need hazama because we never have, we always have an alibi? An alibi is not a halacha. That's not what our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara is saying that when you have two contents, the aid has the right to say one of those contents is, you know, is my edus, the other one is not. It's not a question of intent. It's not a question of rishus. It's a question of within the world of Beis Din, that it doesn't go beyond that. The question is, does anyone say that within the Rishonim? It's an interesting theory. So if you look at what I pointed out to you, the Chora, the Rishonim, that we have, Tosus in Sanhedrin, and Rashi in Makos, and the Nochamos in Makos, all say like Nodav Yehuda. Or if you want, Nodav Yehuda says like all of them. That's the way they were in the Gemara. That when you have, in the Gemara, in Rashi, for example, speaks of the fact, the Edom can claim, we didn't know that she had Nichsei Malok. You can't make us pay Nichsei Malok. We weren't aware that she had Nichsei Malok. And that's a good alibi, according to Rashi. And the Nochamos agrees with Rashi, that if they can say, we didn't know that they had Nirsei Malok, it would be a good alibi. Just as Milchama says, practically, you can't assume a woman doesn't have Nirsei Malok. Every woman coming into a marriage is bringing in something. Or Tosus in Sanhedrin. Tosus says that if they claim we're dealing with a case where a husband brought Aiden that his wife was Mazana, the wife's father brought Edom that these Edom are Zolomim, and it turns out that the Edom of the father were Edom Zolomim. Right? And so the father claimed, I didn't intend to kill the Edom, I only wanted, you know, it's to save my daughter, you know, or da da da. So Tosus, those are considered to be alibis. Tosus deals with alibi, Rashi deals with alibi, the Ramban deals with alibi. So the Nodav Yehuda is built on not just these two Gemaras, but also Rishonim. He has Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramban. The question is, does Rav Moshe have anyone in his sleeve? So here I sent you to Rabbi Yeshaya in the Shita. That Rabbi Yeshaya asked the question that many Rishonim ask. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks, don't the Edom Zomamim, according to what appears to be, have an alibi? So the Gemara sets up ukimtot, that the Edom Zomamim don't have an alibi. So then the Rishonim ask, Ikasha adayin lo chiyavuhu klum, lemru miyadinan diyingach negiya revius. In other words, the only time that the Edus of Ha'ada is going to take effect is if the shore is going to be nogeach another time. Why can't the Edom always have an alibi? Who says the shore? We didn't know the shore was going to be nogeach a fourth time. Maybe that's their alibi. Even if they all came together and they tried to frame, but they can say, we just tried to frame this person theoretically, but there's another factor that we didn't know would come about. In other words, you can't say that we definitely intended to hurt this person. In order to hurt this person, there has to be a fourth negicha. We don't know whether there's going to be a fourth negicha. Why can't that be an alibi? So that is a question which is asked, and there are two answers in Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The second answer, iname, kevan dasu muad vadayush yigach. In other words, that this is all part of your story. Namely, that you're creating this shore, you can't have an alibi that we shouldn't believe you, because according to what you're saying, this is a shore nagach. So the fourth negicha sort of just is expected according to your story. However, that's still within the world of alibis. But the first teretz of Rabbi Yeshaya, v'yeshlamar delo dami, d'hacha lo matzi lemeimar lachatzi nezek banu kida amrinam damaskana. In other words, this is exactly what Rav Moshe is saying. It's not a question of do they have an alibi or not. The question is, are there over here two contents to their edus or one content? If there are two contents and they claim that we want to disassociate ourselves from one of those two contents fine. But if there's only one content, in other words, because, in other words, we take away that option of their dividing it, then hacha lo matzi lemeimro chatzi nezek banu. They can't say that there's only a, you know, that we want to disassociate ourselves from one and to remain with the other. There is no longer two contents in this case.
Why not?
Because once all three of them came, or it's, we're dealing with a case where all three of them came together, ritzufe.
Right.
All three of them came together, so in this case, they are only coming to be mechayev nezek shalem.
But there's also, like, being tayin, they're also mechayev chati nezek for the negichos that they alleged occurred.
And we're saying that the three of them are coming to be mechayev.
Each Eidus has two consequences. One consequence is that this Baal HaShor is now chayev chati nezek for the damage that they allege that he caused. And a second consequence is that each one contributes one third to the shor converting to be a shor muad. Those are two separate things.
Right. So where Yeshaya says the lo dami, the hacha lo matzi lemeimar lechatzi nezek banu.
Why not?
Amrinan the maskana.
I just don't understand why not.
Not because they came all together. You can't claim they were only coming for that one purpose.
But any more than a guy can claim, oh, I didn't want to kill her. I just wanted to make her also lebois.
When they were coming together, you should have said, like, I'm not with them. Like, I don't know what they're doing. No, they seem to be.
Did we ever say that the guy in Sanhedrin had to say, like, oh, I don't really, no, oh, well, don't kill her on my account, but just don't.
If we take the third of the ukimtot, right? Makirin bal hashor ve'ein makirin es hashor, right? So in that case, there's not machayiv chatzin nezek because they have no idea what which shore it was. They're machayiv mikano lahaba. In the third case, they're not mechayev chatzi nezek on what was, because they don't know what was. They're mechayev only in terms of the future.
That's not Rashi's point. I didn't understand that also. That was like separate. Like, why not? If we know that the Baal HaShor is chayev, we're not sure for which shore, like, Rashi assumed the same thing. I don't understand why Rashi assumed that.
Because the whole din of chatzi nezek is migufo, and since we don't know which shore it is, so we have no idea of the migufo.
Couldn't figure out the minimum and go from there.
We have no idea of the minimum of migufo, but we do have now a ha'adas hagavra in terms of the future. So, given Rukimta, okay, that's what it appears Rav Yeshaya is saying, that we no longer have that ability to disassociate ourselves from half of the Eidus. And that's, what Rav Moshe wanted to say, that that's the meaning of that Teretz. When you go back to Tosos and Daf Kaf Dalet, once we've seen Rav Yeshaya, Lachor Tosus on Daf Kaf Dalet is also saying the same thing. Not with a question of intent, but rather with a words that they can no longer disassociate themselves from part of the Eidus. And then you read Tosfos with the Girsa, then the Inami, in other words, Tosfos has another Teretz as well, which is. So the Inami it points out that even without an Agicha Revius, we would still be able to come up with a certain consequence that they would all agree was built into their Eidus. Okay, in any case, yes?
Could we say that even if someone could claim, like, I really didn't want to Mechayev Nezek Shalom, but I was only coming to Mechayev Chatz Nezek, and if you knew full well that was what was going to happen, it's almost like a psikration. Like, you knew that this was going to happen, so then we give you the intent, regardless of whether you really wanted that to happen or not. And because you're coming with two other guys, and you knew that this is going to happen, when you testify along with them,
you're asking on which stage? On the stage of Rav Yeshaya or on the stage of the Gemara? Which?
I guess still with regards to Ben's question of how even there are still two consequences here. Even if you're coming with two other guys, you could always claim, I really only wanted to be Mechayev Chatz Nezek. But if you...
Well, there's a Kimta, then you wouldn't be able to claim that. But the Gemara doesn't bring up that Kimta, which is why I think is a big kach on this Mahalach. But the Kimta over that would be Shinag Shorshal Hefker. Then we'd have, there'd be no Nezek for the first three Negichos.
Right.
And then, but it would, right? So then we could, that would be the Kimta that he needs. But we don't have the Kimta in the Gemara.
Yes.
So, like, if that's what the Gemara, if that's what Ravina meant, Ravina would have said it. Ravina's capable of articulating that Kimta. It's an easier Kimta than Machir and Balshur, Vein Machir and Eshashor. Shorshal Hefker is an easier thing to say than that. But he doesn't say that.
The Seder, okay, but that's, you're saying that if Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would be correct, then the Gemara could have given an easier Ukimta.
Right, it would be much more straightforward. I mean, say, okay, there's only one thing happening here, and that's why, and we move on with our lives, and that would be free. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
Okay, so, we'll use Ben's, question as a hakdama to next year. What we'll deal with next year is basically how do we understand these three terutzim in the Gemara of, according to Noda B'Yehuda, how do we get rid of their alibi? And according to Rav Moshe, how do we get rid of the two contents of Eidus? Right? In other words, basically, how do these three answers deal with the alibi, and how do the three answers deal with the subject of the Eidus? Okay, so that I'll give you Mar Makomos yet today. I'm aware that it's preparing for Shir for next Sunday will be more limited in time. So we'll just take that one topic. Okay, and maybe get to the Mishnah in terms of the Shisa. Okay, we can probably get to the Mishnah without we already dealt to a certain degree with the concept of Shisa. Okay, so we won't go beyond the Mishnah next time. I'll give you the Mar Makomos in a few minutes. Yeah.